What's up? Next course, let's talk acquisition. It keeps getting more exciting each course that we dive into until we get to the bottom, I promise. So we ran our audits. We looked at data. Data is the engine of all the stuff that we're doing. We looked at top of the funnel brand awareness, you know, how to get eyeballs on your brand. Now let's dive into acquisition. How do you drive traffic to a website or any place that you need people to take action, right? So first thing we're going to do is we're going to look at an overview of all the traffic channels. We're going to look at the importance of content. Really, everything starts with content. So the more quality content you have, the better you'll rank, the more eyeballs will be on it, the more people will want to share. So that's an acquisition play as well. We'll break down Google. You know, Google is still the biggest search engine in the world. Right behind that is YouTube, but we'll look at, you know, an SEO versus paid strategy. We'll dig into some tools, like I mentioned already, Google Trends, where you can kind of see and gauge like what keywords you want to be focusing on, what are people actually searching, and that's really where you want to start in terms of owning those eyeballs and gaining that that acquisition. Another thing that I'm going to touch on is owning the answer boxes. So this is something that I've been pretty big on. As voice search becomes more and more dominant, people use it on their phones. They're using it, you know, with their Google Assistants, with Alexa, whatever it may be. You want to own those answer boxes because typically that's where the Alexas and Googles are pulling from. So if you've ever noticed how Google's a little bit different than it was back in the day, you would have like your organic results, but then there's a little section now in Google that people tend to flock to right away because it's fast. It's very easy to retain the information that you're looking for, and you don't actually have to go to that website to necessarily read it. So there's like a little paragraph that you'll see, and I'll give you an example on this, but really if you own that answer box, you're not only owning that first kind of slot on Google, but a lot of people are starting to, the eyeballs are starting to go to that particular spot in Google now. Less people are actually clicking. So Google's like, what they're doing is they're keeping people just on a search result page and they're feeding up the information based on whatever is ranking for that and ranking the highest. And typically that's where your Alexas or Googles will pull from for any search or any voice search results. So we're going to look at that. That obviously goes right into YouTube, how to dominate on YouTube. You can use the same sort of trends. There's tools out there that you can look at what's trending, what are the top keywords for, you know, what you want to be ranking for. And that's how you kind of use that as a model or a starting point to say, okay, like this is something that's important. This is getting this much traffic on a monthly basis. We need to, you know, put a video out there. We need to do a good, it needs to be great content and shareable and all that good stuff. We'll touch on social a little bit. We'll look at referrals and collaborations. You know, how do you collaborate with other brands? This could be like just blogging. This ties into your SEO campaign. It could be podcasts. And, stick around to the end because we're going to look at some of those channels that aren't really traditional. You know, something that we touched on like podcasts, how to use that as an acquisition play. You know, referrals obviously is been around for a while, but we'll deep dive into some traditional or untraditional campaigns when it comes to acquisition. So let's jump in. I'll see you in the first chapter.